Hello, and this is Mrs. Paranormal. It's 11:01 a.m. Wisconsin time. Hello, everybody. Did you all change your clocks? Spring for fall backwards? Well, now we really don't have to because the iPhones do it. Your cell phone does it. If you have an atomic clock, that does it. Your computer does it, right? Although I do have a couple of clocks that I have to manually turn back, like the microwave, the clock over the stove, the bathroom clock, right? Oh, most important one, the vehicle clock, right? Oh, so hello, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a great work week. If you're still working or retirement, if you are retired, I envy you. I really do. So today, I wanted to go do something a little different. I'm at home because I don't want to go out, do the podcast and have the damn thing not load like it did the last, well, not last Sunday, but Sunday before, whatever. So I'm kind of like hesitant now to do it while I'm not at home. That kind of made me, edgy. No, not edgy. Just not trustworthy of the app like it used to be. Anyway, so it's overcast. It's supposed to be 52, 54 today. I've got my Dunkin'. Yay! And today, I will read a couple ghost stories. Nothing too much. But I have my S-Box going. And I'm going to do a tarot read. It's called The Book of Shadows of Tarot. The Book of Shadows Tarot. It comes with two different decks. I don't like the, it's as above, as above, as below. It's got the Celtic symbol on it. But it comes with two decks. One is more of a modern deck, which I do not like. I don't like the artwork on it, but I like the other deck. The other deck is more traditional to me. So I will do that for you guys. I'll do past, present, and current. Okay? And we're going to do a little bit experiment with the ghost box. So give me some time here, you guys. Let's investigate. Let's see if anybody's here. Hello? Anybody here? Turn the up. This is the same way. If you guys watch Epic Paranormal, Eric from Epic, he uses this. And some of the other ghost investigators use this tool too. I am welcoming all spirits to this room. Only the good spirits are allowed in this room. When I'm done with you, you must leave. All good spirits are welcome. Use this device in front of me to talk to me. My name is Patty. And it automatically starts to scan for you. And I have the antenna down on purpose. It only scans FM. It has a little flashlight on it. And my friend Linda, that I talked about on TikTok, she uses this too. So we'll wait about a minute and see if we get any response. So I'm gonna put the phone down and see if we get any responses, okay? Let's go. Hello? Who's here? Did you guys hear your name? Let me know at 3:19 mark. Can you repeat your name? Can you say it again? I didn't hear you the first time. How many spirits are in this room right now? Do you have a name? Use this device to talk to me, okay? Did you used to live in this house? No? At 4:23, do you guys hear no? Are you visiting this house? Yeah, maybe I heard at 4:46. Okay, there's a doll up here to my left. Can you guys make her light up one of those balls that's laying on her lap? Let me know that you're here. Please? Can you give me a name again? Can you light up one of those balls on her lap for me? Please? Just go up there and touch it. It won't hurt you. She's sitting there waiting. All spirits are welcome here. Good spirits only. The ones from the basement, you're allowed to come into this room. It is a safe space for you. All spirits are welcome here. Only good spirits. No angry ones, no upset ones, nothing like that. Can you say her name, Diana? Or just say die? You guys hearing anything that I'm not? Please light up the ball. Just touch it, it won't hurt you, I promise. Okay, if you can tell me how many spirits are in this room. I don't know, maybe I heard 4 at 7:12 mark. I'm shuffling the deck too. All right. So, what I'm going to do, turn this, not off, just down. I think I can change the speed of it, or the direction. I'm having it scan backwards now. So we'll put that down on low. Okay, so if you guys hear something, let me know. So right now, I'm keeping it on Diana, so if you hear my voice change, it's because I'm looking up at Diana. I'm shuffling the deck. I don't use this deck very often, you guys. I think I've only used it maybe once or twice. Okay, I'm not familiar with this deck very well. I bought it because I got a good vibe from it, but then when I open it, I'm like, oh, I don't like that, the modern age freaking deck. It's so not, I don't like it. Unfortunately, some of the cards in this deck are upside down, so let's hope we don't pull any of those. So this is by Barbara Moore. It's called The Book of Shadows Tarot. And I've got the book here, obviously, because I'll look up the cards that get pulled. Now I'm going to split the deck. Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural. PATTYINWI@gmail.com. Can you guys give me a name? Don't be afraid. All right, I'm going to move the phone a little bit. All right, 3-card draw. We're going to do, I'm going to split it again. Get the vibe to split it again. Split it again, split it again. All right, trying to intune to my psychic. All right, this is past. This is current. This is future. Put the deck over here. If that's too loud, I'll turn it down for you guys. There, it's running, but I've got it turned down. All right, so 3-deck pull, past. Yep. It is called Maiden of Water. It's a beautiful lady standing in the ocean with a dolphin going over her head, jumping over her head. The artwork on these cards, you guys, are just so pretty. And a lot of times that's why people buy the decks. One, they can get a vibe from it, or they go by the, the look of the cards. The artist work is just so pretty. Just like something you want to have on your wall, you know? All right, this is, it doesn't even say if it's an element card or if it's air. Oh, it is water. Duh, water sign, hence the picture. All right, here we go. That's very brief, but I'll just give you a quick summary here. I'll try not to rush through it, because I know the last time I did the tarot read, I rushed in. I apologize for that, but I was short on time per the podcast. Water. Although the element of water is considered passive, it often feels very powerful. Represented by the undies? Undines? Also known as water spirits. That's U-N-D-I-N-E-S. I've never heard that word before, you guys. The element of water is associated with emotions, feelings, and relationships. Like air, water is turned gentle and powerful. As a spring shower, it cleanses and brings forth new life. As a downpour, it brings floods, mudslides, and destruction. The physical presence of water in our lives can change how we feel. After a hard day, a cool shower can renew us, right? Or like when you wake up in the morning. Constant rain falling from the gray sky can lower our mood and encourage introspective or melancholy, which is true. I know we love the rain. It's like, oh my God, so cool. But my God, you guys just want to lay in bed and freaking read a book or take a nap, right? at least me anyways. Invoke the element of water when you want to feel or express love, joy, happiness, sadness, or mourning. Water enhances artistic expressions, healing, and connection with others. Without water, life is flat and bland. The element helps us flow through life deftly and effortlessly, finding its way through and around anything in its way. The element of water lets you know that there are plenty of emotions involved in the situation. Anything can happen, and any one of them can turn from a positive to a negative at a moment's notice. You will have to manage things carefully, but if you do, you'll generate a lot of useful energy. Okay, so the Maiden of Water, which is what I pulled, this is for past, okay, like 3 to 6 months past, okay? Not necessarily next week. Well, I guess it could be, but... Now, the Maiden of Water plays with a dolphin and splashes in the water. She promises a fresh, youthful approach filled with positive energy. And then they list the Mother of Water and the Crone of Water. Crone is usually the... like a witch, usually is what they call a crone. I want to make sure I'm not missing anything. See if there's more details. These cards, you guys, are just so freaking pretty. No, I think that's it for the water. Thanks for your patience, you guys, as I flip through these pages. Really? There's no other... So below... So below is the second deck, which, like I said, I don't really care for it. Oop. Did I pass it? I think I saw. Oh, ace. Oh, three of waters. Two of waters. Oh, these are interesting. So, sorry, I thought there'd be more. Wait, let me go back. Let's see. The hangman. Patience. Fast forward. Really? That's all they got? What the heck? Alright, well, that was past. That's above. I don't get it. That's all they have? The other cards have a bigger definition. Wow. Sorry, y'all. That's all they got. Alright, so that was past. Current. Oh, shit. Crone of Water. Really? I pulled another water card? Alright. There has to be more than this. But anyways, the Crone of Water puts water in a bottle. She knows that there will come a difficult time when a dear memory will be needed. That's current. That's what's happening now. I may just do another pull because... What are the odds of me pulling two freaking water cards, right? There's no other definition. That's it. Wow. Okay. All right. So that's current, you guys. I apologize. That's all I got. The crone puts some water in a bottle. She knows that there will come a difficult time when a dear memory is needed. Huh. Let me make sure I'm not. I apologize, guys. I'm just going to scroll through these pages here, make sure I didn't miss something, that they didn't give us more, like, more of a detail. I suppose every deck is a little different, right? They're not all the same. And then so below goes to the newer modern deck, which I don't like at all. Okay, so it's past, current, and future. Don't be another water. Are you kidding me? Another fucking water card? Ah, shit. Wait, she's different, though. She just says... It just says water. She's holding a sword. She's got one, two, three, five, like, angels falling. She's holding, looks like, a flare. And she's got, like, a Viking helmet on. Very pretty. Well, this is a legit card. Goodness gracious. Now I gotta find her. Ay, ay, ay. Scrying, aces of water. I'm getting close. So she, oh, that's. Is that her? No. So she's a water card, but what? There she is. Oh, goodness. So this is the future, guys. Future, like, I don't know, maybe like next month or 6 months. It could be a week from now. So this is a water card. Oh, there's a five at the top. Hence the name, Five of Water. Mm. Older even than the classical Roman pantheon, Bellona, it's a pretty name, is a goddess of war. As we notice, with Aphrodite, war is sometimes closely linked with love and relationship. We don't mean war in the usual sense, of course. In terms of relationships, the word war is symbolic for clashing of wills and desires when one party wants something that the other party does not want. Future guys. Bellona, Bellona, as a war goddess, is particularly invoked for victory and for something that is very useful in obtaining that victory. Strategy. Now, while Bellona may wield some... Let me back up here, sorry. While Bellona may wield common elements of physical destruction, swords and spears, one assumes her most deadly weapon is her mind. The reminder here is to make sure your strategy is sound before taking your first step. Be clear on what you want to achieve and then think through the very best way to achieve it. It may be difficult for as the Belladonna symbolizes danger and deception are all around. So Bellona is short for Belladonna. And if you guys like Stevie Nicks, she has that song called Belladonna. Whether or not that's what this is regarding to, I don't know. But wouldn't that be interesting, huh? Now, the Five of Waters indicates a highly dramatic situation with all parties involved feeling highly charged and restless. Communication is off. Relationships are flattering. It will take a cool head to navigate the situation. The shadow side of this card indicates chaos and wanton destruction, physical, emotional, or relationship. Things are being said or done that will bring about no good to anyone. This is the future. So, any of you guys are in a relationship or perhaps maybe a friend or something like that, I'm going to say perhaps you think somebody is not being honest with you, or you think they're doing something that they shouldn't be with perhaps somebody else. That's the vibe I'm getting from this card. Deceit, things like that. They're lying about something. So if you guys are in a relationship right now and something feels off or you're having second guesses about something, that could be what this card is leading to. I'm fine. I mean, this is for you guys. This is not a card draw for me. This is for you. These three cards actually did nothing for me. That last card did nothing. So, yeah, that was interesting, huh? 20 minutes in. What do you think so far? Is it boring? Is this a dull podcast so far? Yeah, no, Diana hasn't lit up. If she lights up later, guys, I'll let you know somehow. So that's that deck. It's all right. It's okay. Not the best. I like my other ones better, but... Okay, so you guys, I just shuffled the deck again, and what comes up? Crone of Water. Again. I'm just playing with the deck right now. This is crazy. I'm gonna try it again. Just out of curiosity. All right, let's try one more time. Flip the deck. First one up. The Circle. So, That's that deck. I didn't get a good vibe. Again, the artist work is beautiful, but not really filling the definitions of the deck there. Not really. Not my favorite. So, we'll turn this back on for a little bit. Hello? Hello? Who's here? Who's here with me? You can come into the room. It's okay. Can you say hello? Just a quick hi. You think that was high at 12 on the recording? Did you hear hi? Hello? I'm gonna shut this off, okay? Goodbye. Can you say goodbye? Say bye. I'm gonna leave now. Well, any spirits that did try to make it up here, you can go back to where you were. You cannot stay in this room without me saying you can. So any good spirits, you can go back to the basement. You can go back to wherever you were, but you're not allowed to stay in here without me saying okay. You got it? Can you say yes? Or yeah? Let me hear, yeah. What if I could slow this down? I don't know if I can. Guess that stopped it. Learn more? Learn more about what? I'm gonna leave now, okay? I'm gonna turn it off. Don't go. Kidding. Alright, I'm out. Bye. So. That is the SB box. It's red. It comes with the antenna. It's got a little flashlight. It was affordable. I treated myself to this a while back ago. So, let's see. What else is going on? The house has been quiet. I've been asking Diana for communication. She has not at all done nothing. Who knows? No investigations to think of right now. Nothing's coming up here, guys. I do miss doing it, though. I have to tell you, I miss investigating. Recently, I know a lot of people like to say, boo, 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 but I love Most Haunted with Yvette and Glenn. Not Yvette. Yvette and Carl Fielding. Sorry, I drew a blank there. It's called The Most Haunted. Anyways, so they had their Halloween specials, like actually a four-day deal. And I just loved watching them investigate. They always have the weirdest shit happen. Because I know I've talked about this before. This is basically just a talking podcast, guys. Today it's not going to be any ghost stories. Hope you're cool with that. When they investigate, I don't know, maybe it's a Europe thing versus American thing, but they're always getting stuff thrown. They get keys thrown. They get fucking rocks thrown. A lot of people think, somebody's in the background throwing that shit. I don't think so. I've watched these guys for years and years and years. They're actually on tour right now in the UK. I wish they'd come to America. But I know Yvette doesn't want to travel. She's around my age now. I think a year younger than me. But anyways, And I know I've talked about them before with their podcast, that Yvette and Glenn's Anytime Podcast Show. It's a rough, fun, but crazy-ass podcast, guys. Anyways, I watched their show, and I just love watching them investigate. The way they hold the camera, the way they talk. Excuse me, the way they constantly swear, kind of. And Carl's always getting activity with Stu. It's just me. I love them. Always have. So, and then I was watching... Oh, for Halloween, you guys. Did you do anything for Halloween? Did you do any seances? Did you do a tarot read? Anything? No? Yeah, me neither. Our weather was so freaking weird. Anybody who's following Wisconsin weather... Holy Christ. We had... It was supposed to rain, which is no big deal. It rains on occasion. The kids still come out. You know, my porch is all decorated, and I got the hanging candles, you know, with the fishing wire. And these candles are, like, by remote, so you turn them on and off. And I got the witch's hats hanging and got all my little critters out. And, well, not only did it rain, it fucking snowed. It fucking hailed. And then it snowed again. And the temperatures were, like, in the 30s. So the hour, it's, like, from 4 to 7 out here. And... An hour into it, the city said, okay, Halloween's canceled. We're going to do it tomorrow, November 1st. Meanwhile, you already got kids out there in this shit. And I did have one family come through, and the kids were just soaked. I'm like, really? I mean, I get it, but I don't get it. It's cold. It's hailing. You're going to go out trick-or-treating? So, need to say that's all we had. So we shut it down. So then the next night, I guess if I refer to everything as we. So the next night... We had the door open, and I unfortunately had to work because, you know, I requested the Halloween off, not knowing to frickin' November 1st. So we had maybe 5 kids show up. So since none of the kids really got to see my porch, okay, there was one boy, you guys, absolutely adorable. He was maybe 6. I'm horrible with ages, but he wouldn't come up to the fucking porch because I have like little sensors that go off. I got the Michael Myers movie that goes, or the sound goes off, and I've got this little gargoyle thing, and who goes there? And he shakes and lights up. He's really cool. And he wouldn't come up. He said it was too scary. And you guys, I toned it down a lot this year because there's a lot of kids won't come up to the freaking porch. The door's open, lights are on, nothing. So his dad's like, come on. And the kid's like shaking his head. He wouldn't, nope. So I'm like, come on. And I hand out the candy bowl. The kid's like, nope. So his dad came up and took candy and left. That was about it. So next year, I'm just going to keep the same thing and just redo. Because I don't want to say I spent a lot of time, but I kind of did. Because I put like ribbon around the rims of the witch's hat. And, you know, and it looks really cool when it's lit up at night. It's kind of like a, like I said, a Harry Potter theme kind of thing, but not really. So I'll make next year's Halloween simple. Just do what I did this year. It's just, bam, done. And my porch has got to be cleaned up, but I'll probably do that on vacation, which is coming up soon. And then I watched the Destination Fear, or the Fear Project, I think they call it now, right? Right? With Dakota and all of that, his sister and da-da-da and Tanner and everybody. It was good. They're doing very good. I'd still like to watch them investigate. They have a lot of... It's not crazy shit, but they get enough noises that it'll fucking freak you out, which is really good. And they're such little shits. If you guys watch Ghost Adventures, which I haven't watched in forever, in the opening credits, it's always Zach Bagans saying, you wanted us, you got us, right? Because they went back to the old places to investigate. Well, these guys, Project Fear, did they're little shits. They go, you wanted us, you got us. I'm like, oh my God, you guys. And then they actually said, this is what Ghost Adventures really is. I'm like, oh, they're poking the bear. I'm like, wow, guys. So, anyways, they investigate pretty good. They're only on YouTube. Project Fear is only on YouTube. It's free. You just subscribe to YouTube just like you subscribe to their channel. Of course, they want donations and blah, blah, blah. But I think financially they're doing rather well due to the public. What else? Me and Amanda went on the Haunted Golf Course ride in Chilton, Wisconsin. Once again, we went, this is our second year, it was still fun. Oh my God, it was so much fun. The monsters do such a good job, and you go around this huge fucking golf course, and they come out at you, and it. I don't know if we'll go next year, too, I think, is because it's the same kind of decor that they used the prior year, so nothing's really new. But I did get scared a couple times, you know, I jumped, they did a very good job. One of the monsters actually sat on my fucking lap, dude. We got the back of the golf cart again, And he actually sat down on my lap. I'm like, well, hello there. Yeah, he sat on my lap. It was so funny. And Amanda's like, did you push him off? I'm like, no, I didn't touch him. He jumped off because he, you know, another cart's coming. So that was fun. Again, I don't know if we'll go next year. We'll see. It was chilly. It was definitely cold, but it was fun. Our driver of the golf cart was so funny. He was telling us stories and making us laugh, and he did a very good job. And I don't know if they get, maybe they get paid, I don't know, but it's called Haunted, I can't remember the name. All I know, it's in Chilton. It's a golf course, and they do this, you know, all through October, only the weekends. And of course it rained, so they had to cancel it a couple times, but it was fun. We had a good time. Other than that, just like I said, watching these shows, watching them play in the dark, it makes me want to investigate again. Not that I've stopped. I just haven't had any opportunities. You know what I mean? There's like nothing approaching me, nothing that... I have a couple of friends out there like Nikki and Sarah, and they're busy doing their own thing. But, you know, usually it has a lot to do, like I've mentioned in the past, finances, you know, if I can afford it, if I can't afford it. And I don't always have a lot of vacation time and all that, so it's no big deal. Blah, blah, blah. So, again, it's Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural. This is a different kind of podcast. Not my usual shit, right? Not the ghost stories, but I just wanted to... I've had the ghost box out because I wanted to dress like a paranormal investigator for Halloween, but I changed my mind. I was going to, like, have all my gear on me, you know, and so I put out the S-Box. I'm like, you know, I haven't used this poor thing in a while, so I thought I'd share it with you guys. So that's that. I already gave you out my email, so I'm not going to do that again. And you already got my Facebook page, Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural. Let me know if you heard anything on that session we had. Let me know. Because I try to keep it simple. You just basically, hi, hello, who's here, things like that. Very basic. I suppose the more I did it, or maybe the longer I did it, I'd probably get more responses. Not sure. So let me know. You know my email by now. And you know my Facebook page. And I'm on Instant Messenger. So yeah, let me know if you hear anything. If you don't, that's cool. So you guys, take care. Have a wonderful week coming up. If you're retired or semi-retired, you know who you are. Enjoy the time you got, man. Enjoy it. So... moi has to work for about a week, and then I'm on vacation for about a week. Yeehaw! Oh my god. So I'm going to try really hard, really, guys. I've got a list of shit I want to do, and I put down antique stores. And I've been saying that for how long? I want to go to an antique store, play around, see if I can get any hits, things like that. So that is on my list to do on my vacation, because it's just going to be me, except for one day. And then I think that's it. So you guys, thank you so much for spending about 33 minutes of your day on this cloudy, chilly day. I'm going to go and play with some horses. So everybody, you take care. If I can think of anything, which I cannot. It doesn't pay for me to do the Ouija because you can't see me doing the Ouija. I think if my followers like crank up to maybe 2,000, I think I can do a video. But I'm not going to be on camera. Hell no. Shit. No way, man. Anyways, you guys, everyone take care. This is Mrs. Paranormal signing off. Hello, and this is Mrs. Paranormal. It is 10:17 a.m. Wisconsin time. Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing over there and over there and over there? I wanted to share with you guys that this is really interesting. It's weird, but it's interesting. So, first of all, I went back to one of my older recordings from 2018. I don't know. I know you shouldn't really do that because you're like, oh my God, criticize yourself and blah, blah, blah. Whatever. I'm going to try not to do that. But I do a lot of that a lot. So I'll do my best to not do that so much. And I do a lot of the, I'll try to be more mindful of it. But anyways, when I went back to 2018, I can't help it. It just, you know, I got to swallow. And you suck your tongue sometimes after you swallow. That sounded horrible, didn't it? Oh, my. Anyways, when I went back on my, back in 2018, my voice sounded like higher. And then when I listened to one recently, I think it was, I don't know, last weekend or whatever the hell it was, my voice sounded deeper. So, one, I am not a smoker and I'm not a drinker of alcohol. You guys know I love my Dunkin'. I don't think coffee would do that to my vocals. Well, maybe it's just an aging thing. I don't know. But anyways, I noticed my voice sounds deeper. Sorry. Anyways, I just want to point that out to you guys. Have you noticed, for you original followers and listeners, have you noticed that when I first started, my voice was like more like a higher pitch or a higher tone to now? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed it too. Oh, there you go. Sorry. Screw, I'm not going to worry about it. I wonder if I got one of those like external mics with the big boom on it, if that would, I don't think that would stop from hearing that, but it would help with the S's and the T's and the P's come across. All in all though, guys, I have to say, I think the iPhone does a pretty damn good job. I'm just sitting here at home because it's like 30, Alexa, what's the temperature?
Right now, 41 degrees Fahrenheit. Today, expect a high of 49 degrees.
So yeah, it's 41 out right now. So a little chilly to be sitting inside the truck. So I'm home. And again, winter, it's a little quieter outside. No motorcycles roaring by like they do during summer. So it gives me a chance to stay home and do this. Well, the house has been very quiet. It was very strange. I do have to do a follow-up with you guys. Last podcast, I know I did the SB box. I call it the SB box and the tarot read or whatever. It was an okay podcast. Not my best. But I think that was when I was asking Diana to communicate with me. And I have to tell you guys, I'm not fucking shitting you. That night, the LED ball, they were lighting up on her. I'm not shitting you. She seriously was, it kind of makes sense because last time I've asked her to, communicate with me, it takes her, or the spirit, well, honestly, you guys, about 6 to 8 hours sometimes for her to get back to me. But I'm not kidding you, that night she just kept going off, and then one of the light bulbs, I could tell when they start to, when the battery starts to go down, because they're not as bright, they kind of go a little slower and they're not as bright, so I shut one of them off. There's two sitting on her lap yet. I'll see if she'll communicate with me, Diana. You want to, anybody, spirits? All spirits are welcome to this room. It is a safe place, only good spirits are allowed, no evil or mischievous spirits are allowed in this room. It is a safe space. So, if Diana, if you want to light up the balls tonight, let me know you're here. That'd be great. If she does, you guys, I will put her on my Facebook, Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural. Yeah. Again, if she does, I'll do some screenshots and I'll put it on Facebook. I don't know why I didn't think of doing that last time. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's going off. So, that was really cool. So other than that, she's been quiet. So maybe it's one of those things, if I ask, then she'll eventually communicate with me. Nothing usually random. That hasn't happened in a while. So that's a good thing, right? And as far as all you other people who feel like working with the Ouija or working with the S-Box or working with the Tarot or the other decks. I'm drawing a blank right now. Sorry. They don't... I know that there's some people out there that say, oh, the Ouija's so bad and blah, blah, blah. And I've said this before in my podcast. Paranormal investigators, you know, well, I would hope you know by now, when you are doing an EVP and you've got your recorder out there and you're saying, any spirits like to talk to me, da, 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 da. I know I've said this before, but for all you new followers, which, by the way, on Spotify, I have 1,100 followers, holy hell, on Spotify, but I only get like 50 plays. Are you scratching your chin and your neck? Me too. Not your neck, your chin and your head. Hee hee. So anyways. So, if you have your recorder out, or you have your REM pod, or you have your K2 meter, whatever the hell you have out, and you are saying, spirits, communicate with me, who's here with me, three knocks, so on and so forth, you are doing the exact same thing that you'd be doing with the Ouija board. You are asking those spirits to come and communicate with you. And just like any other paranormal investigator, the best thing is to say thank you. And you can always say, you cannot follow me home, or you have to stay where you are. Thank you for communicating with me. On your way. That kind of thing. Same thing with the Ouija board. You're inviting, or you're asking those spirits to come talk to you. They could do the same thing through the EVPs, the REM pods, all of that. You are inviting them into your surrounding. Or if you're in their surrounding... Right, you guys? Does that make sense? I hope so. All you naysayers on the Ouija, Think about it. It's the same freaking thing. It's just another idea, another way of communicating with the spirits. Same thing. And I noticed that it was actually interesting talking about spirits. Is that, who was it? Ghost Hunters. Jason Hawes made a comment that they have never had a spirit or anything follow them home. After all these investigations, they've never had anybody follow them home. Anything follow them home. But yeah, you have all these other people. Oh, they followed me home. Something followed me home. I don't know. You ever thought about that? That's kind of an interesting concept too, right? They never talk about, oh, I had a spirit follow me home and this, that, and the other. No. They're just weird. There's my little tangent. Anyway, so as far as Marcia goes, nothing. Pendulum, I can't really see it because it's kind of too far away for me to see it. But yeah, so I wanted to do a follow-up with you guys that, yes, she did communicate with me later that night. What else? Otherwise, the house has been quiet. Nothing too much going on. What else? That's about it. Thank you, all you followers and everybody. Anybody got good plans for Thanksgiving? Yeah, just doing a whole turkey thing. Probably from Festival. They have a really good deal from Festival groceries. And then I'm off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So that'll be nice. Because I just got done with my vacation. I go back to work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Haha. And then I'm off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yahoo! So today, I am trying to think if there's anything else I'm forgetting, you guys. I don't think so. Anyways. Nope. Can't think of nothing. I found some stories online. Basically, the usual, the haunted homes, things like that. They looked really interesting. So, again, you guys, it's Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural on Facebook. And my email, if you have any questions, it's patityinwi@gmail.com. Please put podcast in the subject and then I'll open it. Otherwise, I may not open it. We'll see. I don't think there's anything else I want to talk to you guys about. Nope, nothing. All right, let's go. Let's go. Still recording. All right, good. No, I don't want that. Mm-hmm. So, there's one called the Horror Sleepover and Night Horror. These, I just like subjects like that. I don't know, they just attract me. The House of Horror, Boredom Turned to Horror, The Hall of Horror, The Horror of the Night, The Horror of the Night, Stranger Girl, The Historic Courthouse, ooh, Ghostly Touch in the Most Historic Place, A Night Full of Horror. We'll do the Horror Sleepover. We'll start with that one, okay? Oh, wait, I gotta pull up. I'm on yourghoststories.com. And there's a menu at the top you can choose. Now I'm doing Latest Haunted. This is from Colorado back in 2017. Category Haunted Places. All right, let's do this. I'll let you know if she lights up or not. So, when I was a little girl, first or second grade, I believe. I think I was in first or second grade. We moved to a small farming town in Colorado. I attended elementary school there and did not have a lot of friends until one girl with reddish brown hair asked me to play. We soon became good friends and she asked me to spend the night with her or at her house. I agreed and my parents brought me over to her apartment. Her family lived in apartments across from the school. Well, that's nice, right? Close and convenient. Her parents actually owned them, and there were only four units, two on top and two on the bottom. Out here, we call those fourplexes. We don't call those apartments. They're actually called fourplexes out here in Wisconsin. Her older sister, where did I get brother? I'm putting words in, guys, that don't exist. Her older sister stayed in the unit below her parents. She was in her early 20s. She also had a younger sister who was in preschool. Now, a little while later, I got there. Her parents said they were going out to the local bar for the evening. Okay. Well, apparently, they did this a lot and left us there alone. Okay, that's kind of weird. They told us that her sister was downstairs if they really needed anything and gave us the number to the bar. Now, this was the era before cell phones, which shows my age. They left and locked the door behind them. Her sister left an hour later saying she was going to get her friend and would be back shortly. I've never been alone like that without someone watching me, so I was already a little frightened, right? You're used to your parents being there. Anyways, they had this painting of a lady in the middle of the room. Brandy said it was there when they moved in, and her parents liked it so much they left it up. It was creepy. It seems like wherever you went, the eyes were following you. So we started talking about typical girl stuff until we heard a knock at the door. We both jumped as it was a loud knock when the police are at your door. Kind of a knock, but very persistent. You know how they knock, boom, boom, boom. We both went over and looked out the window, turned on the lights, and no one was there. We figured it was someone or her sister and realized she lived downstairs. Okay. Well, we sat back down and then knocked again. This time we looked out and the light was off outside and we saw someone bent down looking in at us, but the eyes were red. Huh? We screamed and ran back up to the couch and called her parents. The knocking stopped as soon as we picked up the phone. Her parents said it was probably her sister trying to scare us and not to worry. It happened one more time, and afterwards her sister came to the door and yelled at us for trying... to get her in trouble. She had been gone and just got back. At this point, I was scared to death. Her sister went back downstairs, and we sat in the living room and started talking. Well, Brandy proceeded to tell me that her house was haunted, and she has seen things ever since she was little. I laughed at her first, but she was serious. They had those old school wooden forks and... What? They had those old school wooden forks and spoons that people used to hang up on the walls. I don't remember those. Do you? Anyways. Well, they flew across the room at us. Now, I am scared to death. Needless to say, that frantic call got her parents home. After they were home, we were ready for bed, and I wanted to go home, but they were in no shape to drive me. Oh, fuck, they're drunk. I had to go to the bathroom. As I walked out of the room to the bathroom, I heard a little boy cry, and that is when I saw a little boy crying and running into the closet. Not into the closet through the door. I called my parents and went home. Interesting. Weird. Later, I found out a little boy, 3 years old, died there because his mother left him alone with no food or heat and never came back. He was so scared he hid in the closet, and that's where he died. Let's see. So, the follow-up is, I lost touch with Brandy after they moved in when she was in middle school. I found her number and called. She was still being haunted by something or someone. She said she felt like it was evil, and her parents even attempted to have an exorcism done. I lost track with her after that. Huh. Okay. It was all right. Not that big, but it was okay. It was kind of all over the place. But then these are people just like you and me, you know. So which is cool. They're sharing their stories. What else do we have here? Let's see. Historic Seaside Town Haunted House. 2020, Massachusetts. Let's see if it's still... Oh, it's not long at all. Yay! Oh, yeah, no. Here we go! In Massachusetts. Let's go. I live and grew up in a famous historic seaside town. It is beautiful, doted with historic sea captains' homes from the 1700s and the 18th century. I recently bought a home that was built in 1760. Oh my God, you guys, and I thought my house was old. 1760? Wow. It was renovated about 2 years ago, and I am the first to live in the unit that was renovated as we bought it in December of last year. Well, my husband and I just recently noticed that we heard loud snoring almost every night coming from our bedroom ceiling around 3 a.m. This sounds familiar. We have a woman who lives above us, but she's almost always up at night as we hear her walking above us, so it's not her who is snoring. That's not what I thought it was. It sounds like a man who has a deep snore. It lasts sometimes for 3 hours and then seems to stop by 6 a.m. We never hear it during the day. It is a very distinctive snoring sound, and which we have no explanation for. We are now convinced it could be a ghost. Has anyone ever heard of something like this? We have ruled out everything. I'll admit that sometimes I get a bit scared thinking that this could be ghosts. But this is the only thing that is happening in this house, and we truly love it here. I thought that that was a story where they would hear snoring and there was actually somebody living up in their attic that they didn't know was there. I don't know. My thoughts on that is do EVPs, see who's there, try to communicate with it, things like that. Bring up the historical society if you can, get the deed to the house, you know, things like that. See if they can find out who lived there. If somebody died, that's what I would do. And make sure there's nobody outside the windows, you know, outside doing something. Who knows? You never know, guys. Or what they would do is if they have, like, say, wall vents, considering it sounds probably like a duplex or something, it could be coming down there, but not necessarily from the lady upstairs. So just some of my own thoughts. It was short and sweet. I like that. Historic courthouse. Let's check that one out. Stupid commercials. 2018, Georgia. A few months ago, my husband... What? C-U-Y-L-E-R. Kyler? We'll just call him Tyler. Tyler and I decided to go check out a building on my historic trip list. Yes, as dorky as it may sound, I have one of those. Actually, you guys, I would love to check out historic places in my area. But there's some, but not a lot. And when I was on my week vacation, guys, I did make the attempt to go to some of the antique stores. They were never open. Nope. They were not open at the time. They just weren't open. There was one that I would drive by almost every day, and he was never fucking open. I'm like, really? So I did try. I get a T for try, right? Anyways, so we decided to revisit a very beautiful small town called Blairsville. It is very simple and limited attractions, but full of history. Completely surrounded by the Georgia mountains and full of old-fashioned southern hospitality. I was 9 months pregnant with our daughter. 9 months pregnant? Girl! 9 months pregnant with our daughter, and we thought while he had some time off, because I was going to be induced soon, and Blairsville isn't but a stone throw away from where we live, why not go sightseeing? Well, for anyone who hasn't been there, in the center of the town square is a historic courthouse. It was built in 1899 and was designed by J.W. Goluck. G-O-L-U-C-K-E. The courthouse was placed in the National Register of, 1980s, okay. They've had to do some repairs due to lack of care in the 1920s, but the changes were minimal at best. It stands beautifully in the middle of a small, glossy... take two. It stands beautifully in the middle of a small, grassy lot, built mainly of brick and a tall white clock... and bell tower on the lawn to the side of the building in a grass box casing is one of the original bells. The building has two floors, the first being the museum. As we walked in, we were greeted by a kinder older woman, beautiful hardwood floors, and a glorious scent of cherry wood, which I'm guessing is what the floors are made of. Hanging on the walls in front of us is a display of old farming equipment and black and white photos of fields, crops, farmers working them. Folded flags, old advertisements, and newspaper clippings were hanging in frames on the opposite wall, along with the few metal signs right outside the first room. Now, the first room was rather small, with an old school desk, a sewing mannequin wearing a simple flower pattern dress, and a glass casing filled with a lot of miscellaneous things like thimbles, buttons, postage stamps, coins, things like that, gloves. And then there was a picture of classes, families, and its town and the town itself. Basically like a history of it. So now we're going to go to the second room. It was a bit more intense for me, mainly because for some weird reason, when I'm around older items, I usually feel a lot of emotion that was put into it by the person who owned it or used it before. I'm not sure if there is a name for that or not, if there's a name for that or not. And I know it sounds far-fetched, but believe me, it can happen. Yeah, I know, but I can't think of the word of it. Not clairvoyant. I can't remember the word, where you can pick up an item and you can hold on to it and you can, holy shit, I'm forgetting the name of it. I don't think it's clairvoyant though. All right. So back to the second room. It was filled with multiple things to do with the war. Uniforms, bullets, guns, swords, letters, patches. And I think there was a pair of boots under the glass though. I wouldn't swear to it though. Now, as soon as I stepped in, I wanted to walk right back out because the whole room was filled with such heavy feelings of anger, sadness, fear, and fear. As I walked around the room, multiple images, sounds, and scents began flooding my mind. Well, I could smell the gunpowder, sweet rain, blood, and dirt. I can hear the screams, shouting commands, and very faintly, for a moment, a gunfire. Not long after that, I felt a shooting pain in my chest and decided that was best for me to move along. I believe that possibly it was an experience I was experiencing someone else's final moments. That, or because there were so many artifacts in the room, I was just overflooded with too many memories of the certain things that all happened at once. Either way, it was officially unnerving, and I wanted out there so bad. I stepped into the hallway and waited for Tyler. Not long after he came out, we went to the second floor, which was the old county room. The old courtroom. Excuse me, guys. The old courtroom. They now use it for small gatherings where they sometimes let people play bluegrass music. And on the holidays, they set up an area to have pictures of with Santa and other things like that. It was a rather large room. If I had to guess, could probably hold about 700 to 800 people. There was still a judge's bench and a witness stand on both sides, roped off, of course. The room was filled with pews. As I walked around the room, I noticed that something felt unsettling, like I was being watched. I looked around, realizing that Tyler and I were still the only ones in the room. So I stuck close to him. As we looked at the pictures of old, I felt two firm, aggressive hands on my hips, and I froze. A cold gust of air on my back and my neck sent chills to my core. It was then I heard a male voice whisper in my ear, "Guilty." I was guilty and freed. I looked at Tyler and asked if we could go. It was then that the grip tightened for a minute, but thankfully let go. He looked at me funny and said, "Sure," and asked if I was okay. I nodded and started to walk towards the steps when I heard the same voice whisper, "Fools." I didn't bother to look back. I just kept walking. What was he guilty of? I don't know. I don't want to know. Even with all the strange encounters, I really enjoyed our visit to the courthouse. And when we passed through the Blairsville, even now and then, I still can't help but gawk at the beautiful building, even with all of its dark history. I wonder if she's gone back after she had the baby. That was in what year was that? 2018? I wonder if she went back. Kind of neat that the spirits talk to her. God, what the hell is that called when you guys can hold an item and you can feel the person's history and all that? Shit. I can't think of it. I don't know. I can't think right now. I don't think it's clairvoyant. Oh, I thought there's another word for it. Psycho. I don't remember. Excuse me. A ghostly touch on a most historic place. I'll try and read better, you guys. These glasses are weird. It's like 2016, Florida. If I look up, it's just, they're not like bifocals, but yet when I read to you guys, it's like they get blurry. It's really bizarre. And if they're blurry, I can't see what I'm reading. So then I stumble even worse, but they're not blurry. It's just like, I don't know. I think my balls need to be checked. Something's up. Anyways, back to this. 2016, United States, Florida. It has been quite a while since I posted my first story about the haunted dude ranch. I am ready to share another encounter. Let's see, I'm kind of scrolling down. Not bad, okay. I've only been touched by a ghost one time. I understand that this can be a frightening experience for many, and indeed, I was startled. However, looking back, it was quite nice. Well, I moved into a cute small apartment building in Safety Harbor, Florida. It was one block away from the ballroom dance studio at which I worked. The complex was comprised of one-story building and three apartments in a row and three-bedroom house. The landlord had built all of the units himself. Well, that's cool. I chose one of the apartments. It was technically a studio, but the way the landlord designed it, it was divided into rooms enough so it doesn't feel claustrophobic. Well, next to me was a similar studio, and next to that apartment was a decent-sized two-bedroom. Well, I grew very close to my neighbors and spent a great deal of time in every unit, including the two-bedroom. Well, we looked out for each other, and I felt very safe. Also, Safe Harbor is a town that lives up to its name. Everyone looks out for each other. Nights are quite quiet and peaceful. Hold on, guys. Just kidding. You ever, this is happening, you guys, when you're sitting there, you're just sitting and you're reading or whatever, and you don't really realize you're doing it, but you start to scooch down, next thing you know, you're like, well, this can't be good, and then you gotta readjust how you're sitting. Yeah, yep, okay. Okay, I readjusted. That's why sometimes sitting in the truck is good because it keeps me upright and I can't do the whole slouchy slouch. Yeah. All right. Okay. So it's a peaceful little place. Anyway, I lived in the studio for 2 years and never felt a ghostly presence. I also spent some time in the two-bedroom and I felt very warm and pleasant. It felt. Now, after 2 years, I decided to leave the ballroom industry because it wasn't conducive for me to find a husband and start a family. So I moved back home and began studying web design. Well, because I was still friends with the remaining tenants, I would visit often. And during one such visit, I noticed that two-bedroom was for rent. I had just gotten a great web design job and called the landlord on the spot and secured it for myself. Okay, so so you go from ballroom dancing, to web design, you get a job. How do you do that? How do you go from one to another and you get a job just like that? All right. Anyways, the landlord gave me a key early so that I could measure the rooms for rugs and all of that. The first night I went in there, I sensed a presence. I'd never sensed it before when the apartment was filled with people, but it definitely was there. I immediately set out about doing an energy cleansing and calming of the apartment for my own in a positive and happy way. Present went along with it and receded. Okay. I came a few more times before moving in just to calm my space. I didn't feel threatened in any way. Well, it gets worse. Just kidding. I added that. I purchased a rug for the guest bedroom. Who cares? I slept in the apartment the night before my big U-Haul move because it had reserved the truck. Okay, blah, 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 blah. The apartment was completely filled. Tiled, so only one place that I don't care about a stupid rug. Move on. I slept through the night without incident nor fear. Sun shone happily through the window that I got the shock of my life. Couldn't they just say when the sun was shining through the light, I got the shock of my life? Come on. Yipes. Oh boy. I remember beginning to wake up and feeling arms around me. I clearly felt a body spooning me. Oh, my. It was really nice. It's a really nice feeling. I felt loved. What? The person holding me was comfortable and sweet. As I continued to waken, I snuggled into the other person's content. Wait a minute. Wouldn't you? All right. I'll keep reading. The person responded by snuggling deeper into me in a warm and loving manner. What the hell? It was then that my morning brain fog lifted. Here we go. Thank you. I remembered where I was and that I was alone. I felt a sinking pit in my stomach and surge of fear. Quick as you can, the soul snuggling next to me retreated. I was shocked but validated. It was true. This was a presence in the apartment. The night I came into the pitch dark to measure the rooms, I had felt a spirit. I took a moment to process it all. Again, the sun was shining through the window, and I was in the protective embrace of Safety Harbor. I thought about what I had just experienced. I had felt a warm and caring embrace. Okay. Yes, there was a presence in my apartment, but it wasn't harmful. It was sweet. I do have other accounts with this entity, all positive. My husband researched the area and came up with an amazing information. Please let me know if you... Okay. So, I don't know. That was just weird. First of all, I don't recall her saying she's ever married. And then it ends saying my husband had researched the area. Well, that would make, if she said she was, okay. So if she let off saying, yeah, me and my husband got the apartment, then that would make sense why she felt comfortable with something, with being spooned, because she has a husband. She didn't mention she was married, you know what I mean? If she would have mentioned that, then I totally get why she felt comfortable as she's being spooned with someone, because it's warm and all that. She figured it was her husband, but she neglected to say she was married until the end of the story. Not that I can say I can write any stories better than these guys. I don't know. But, yeah. If she said, yeah, me and my husband got the two-bedroom apartment. I woke up and the sun was beaming on me and he was spooning me and I felt great. And then I realized he wasn't home. You know, then that would have been more of like a what? You know, like a, more of a shock. Just saying. I don't know. Here we go, 2022, Massachusetts. This one is called The Creepy Yellow House on North Main Street. Holy hell, this is long. The reason why I don't like long ones is because I stumble more. So I'm not going to read that one. Believe it or not, you guys, it's already been 32 minutes. What the hell? So, wow, that went by awfully freaking fast, didn't it? All right, you guys, Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural. If Diana lights up those LEDs tonight, I will let you know. What was that one I put on my Facebook page? Haunting at the Asylum or something like that? Secrets of the Asylum. Watch that one if you can, you guys. It's really, really, really good for Eloise, Saint Asylum. Very well done. I really liked it. And that guy that plays on that, or that's in that miniseries, I guess you call it, he used to be on Tennessee Wraith Chasers. So yeah, you'll recognize him too if you follow those guys. Otherwise, my cat's snoring. Well, I don't know if you heard that, but now she starts snoring. Okay, you guys, Wisconsin Rescues of the Supernatural. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast and all you new listeners. 1,100 followers on Spotify. And the search says it's back to 9.3. I still don't know what that means. Like, how many people found me in the last 30 days or something like that? I don't know. And you want to hear some interesting... So I found this new band. Well, to me, it's new. It's called The Warning. There are three girls. They almost sound like Hailstorm. They're really pretty good. I'm kind of impressed by them. Yeah. Nothing else new is going on. You guys have a safe and a fabulous Thanksgiving. If you eat turkey or turducken, or you're doing the ham, or you're doing the vegetarian, whatever it is, guys, enjoy it with your family or not with your family. Just figure it's another day off, right? So, I'm going to go play with the horses in a little bit. You guys take care. Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural. One more time. PATTYINWI@gmail.com is a podcast. Thank you so much for taking about 34 minutes out of your day from United States to the UK to Australia. Hello. Anyways, you guys, everyone take care and have a fabulous week. This is Mrs. Paranormal signing off.